It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
All right, we have a really short opening, and it's very sudden for me. Welcome to the Comics Arena Heroes podcast. My name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
So in 20 minutes or less, we will be discussing which hero is better, DC Marvel. We have Green Arrow v. Hawkeye today.
V.
Hawkeye. V stands for Versus, thanks to Batman v. Superman. Still don't know why they did that. All right, so we're just going to get right into it. We have 5 categories that we're going to go over and give points to each hero in each category. So with Green Arrow versus Hawkeye, the achievements of the characters, our first category, achievements. Who wins?
Okay, so what? Both of them ended on their respective...
Right, Justice League Avengers.
I'm going to go ahead and say Arrow... And the only reason I say Arrow is just because they have the standout story arc where,
Longbow Hunters?
Well, Longbow Hunters is legit, but not even that, as far as cultural impact. What was this? I can't think of Speedy. When Speedy got hooked on.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like, that was a big storyline.
Well, not only that, I mean, it created the, you know, it kind of ripped open the comic book's code.
Yeah.
And was like, what?
Right. And
why are we doing this?
And I don't think Hawkeye has a story like that.
I mean, because of the films, you know, we find out he's a father. I guess that's kind of his thing.
But he doesn't, to me anyway. Again, I don't know a whole lot about Hawkeye. I haven't read a whole lot of Hawkeye books.
What kind
of
Hawkeye books are there? But, I've read a lot of Green Arrow.
I think Hawkeye, I think he has his own series, but I also think he's one of those characters who appears a lot in other people's things.
Yeah. That feels like his thing.
Yeah.
Costume and appearance. Now, this is our second category. Please note this is the history of the costumes and appearance. Hawkeye in general has had some pretty bad costumes. Really bad.
And Green Arrow has pretty much always been Robin Hood. Different versions of the
Different versions of Robin Hood.
Sometimes he'll have a hood. Sometimes he'll have like an Errol Flynn.
Right. And so, I mean, that's cap. Actually the same for Robin Hood. I mean, we've seen
goatee.
Different versions of Robin Hood with hoods and hats and whatnot.
Versus a beard.
Right. I'm going to have to go Arrow on that.
Yeah, I go Arrow. I mean, it's themed. He's green. Hawkeye. You don't really
remember the purple and blue thing with the Wolverine mask?
Yeah, with the H on the face, you know? I used to think it was a cool outfit, but, you know, it's one of those things where you're called Hawkeye because you're such a good shot. And I don't know, like, you could maybe have a hawk or something.
Maybe.
That, you know, but I guess that would be confusing because then people think you would have hawk powers or something.
Right. Well, there's Hawkman and there's Hawkeye. If we would have done them two verses, that would have been interesting. All right, so powers and abilities. Neither of them have powers, per se. Yeah, they're
both pretty much super athletes.
Right, super athletes. Excellent precision with a bow.
Yeah, I guess they got really good eyesight.
Maybe.
Peak human condition.
Eyesight.
I wouldn't say that either of those characters are like the peak physical condition. Like they're both really tough and they're trained really well, but you know, Batman would still beat up Green Arrow and Captain America would still beat Hawkeye. They're not necessarily a standstill.
I'm going to use intelligence as my kind of my go-to.
No, Hawkeye is a spy type of character. You know, his training. Yeah. As his hero is a little bit more formal, so I would say that he might have like that on Green Arrow, in the sense that Green Arrow is more of a street level vigilante. He's done, you know,
almost self-taught.
Yeah, he's done some incredible feats and gone on some pretty crazy missions that are.
I feel like I've seen Green Arrow miss more.
Yeah, I would say that.
Seen him miss more.
You know, Green Arrow, I don't know if Hawkeye's died yet. Green Arrow's died.
But Hawkeye's good with guns as well as bows. Where Green Arrow kind of just sticks with the one thing.
Yeah, he kind of sticks with the one thing. They both have trick arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I'll tell you what, I get the sense that as far as my understanding of the Green Arrow character, or my version of Green Arrow, I always picture him a little bit older. He's a little bit more seasoned.
Okay. And the movies give us that opposite impression with Hawkeye, like he's the veteran.
Right.
Where, you know, we have the TV show for Arrow, and he's like young, relatively young. So I think pop culturally we have a different view as to what the comics give us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I should still go Hawkeye. Even though I think Green Arrow is good in a close combat fight,
mm-hmm.
he always uses his bow as like a weapon. So when I would put Hawkeye in a room, well, I guess we'll get to this with the verses, but without the bow, Hawkeye would take down Oliver Queen.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm going to go Hawkeye.
I'll go Hawkeye as well.
For this, at least. The origin of the character. Hawkeye, I feel like it was... I don't know. It was kind of generic. You know, I feel like he applied for a job.
He's like, yeah, you're really good with that bow.
He interviewed, and he got the job. I don't know. It's kind of odd. But with Oliver Queen, you have this huge, like,
ordeal. Yeah, stuck on an island for 7 years.
Right.
And had to survive.
Both his parents died, too.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about the comic. The TV show kind of changed it up.
Yeah.
But
they still died.
Yeah, they eventually died. So with origin, I'm going to go Arrow. Yeah,
Arrow's is more dramatic.
Mm-hmm. So now comes the fun part with the verses, because both of these people are strongly considered the people in the far back, because they shoot from, you know, I mean, it's just they're long-range characters. But that doesn't work, Arrow versus Arrow, really. There's just a lot of, like...
Yeah, but, you know... again, I don't know a whole lot about Hawkeye, but I feel like, okay, you know, I've seen Hawkeye on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkeye, you know, he'll fly a Quinjet.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
But Arrow, I think at one time, he was pretty much a Batman ripoff. So you got the Arrow cave, and you have the Arrow car, and the Arrow cycle, and the Arrow. He does have all his Arrow gadgets.
Right.
Then he might be able to pull out of mothballs.
So who wins? Who wins? Who wins?
I'm going to go ahead and say Green Arrow would win. And okay.
How does he win?
He just does something underhanded. I think he's less I think he's less honorable than Hawkeye.
Okay.
And I think actually Hawkeye would probably win the fight, but in a moment, like if you're familiar with Game of Thrones, when the Viper fights the Mountain, it's like the Viper wins that fight, but then he's gloating and the Mountain just sweeps his leg real quick and you know, kills him. And I kind of see that being how Hawkeye would lose the fight. Like, he would, in a moment, like, take the time to quip about beating the Arrow, or have, you know, there would just be some moment where he would take the high road, and
right,
Oliver would not take the high road and just win. You know, hit him in the nuts or something real hard, and,
right,
you know, pull his hood over his face and that type of stuff. Like, I see Ollie, you know, in that moment of desperation, just... and I see Ollie being more likely to sacrifice himself, you know, that classic move, and especially in, like, samurai lore, where it's all like, I do that move where I leave myself open to get hit, but that also leaves you open, so I sacrifice myself to get to you. It's like, I think Ollie is more likely to do the sacrifice, leave myself open move to strike you down. But yeah, he just strikes me as a character who morally is a little bit more flexible, and I think Hawkeye he's a little bit more. He's not Captain America. He's not Steve Rogers or anything. But
right,
you know, I think he would quip and be a little bit less honorable or a little bit more honorable than how Ollie would fight. Ollie would fight dirty.
Well, there you have it. Green Arrow wins 8-2. I thought this would be a quick one. So I just want to plug the episode 11 real quick, just so everybody knows what's going on. So we have these short little episodes, right, all leading up to the finale, which is the 11th episode of Comics Arena Heroes, where we do a huge talk before we record and come up with the two high and the two low. Winners of that will face each other in traditional Comics Arena style. So that means Green Arrow moves on. You know, we got a lot of flack from the last episode.
Why?
Because, like, Twitter, like, when you use the hashtag Deadpool, like, people flock to it, right? Mm-hmm. And he won, 62% voted for Deadpool to win v Aquaman. So.
I
think we made valid points.
I love Deadpool. I think it'd be great, but your guns wouldn't work. Your swords wouldn't work. Aquaman's not gonna...
It was kind of like with the Colossus, how that fight went.
Yeah, he's not gonna be captivated. Exactly, it'll be a lot like Colossus. I'm not gonna be captivated by your banter. The only difference is Colossus isn't gonna throw you into the ocean and let Piranha eat you, but right.
And Aquaman
would totally do that.
And Aquaman doesn't even know what your jokes would mean.
Right.
Like, he's clueless to our society and our jokes. Yeah. You would make a pop cultural reference that nobody would understand except himself. But yeah. I think Deadpool's okay with that. Well, anyway, I just want to bring that up.
But of course,
people don't agree with that.
Everyone loves Deadpool. But again, it's like, if you can tell me how he would do it.
Yeah, please tell us how he would do it at Comics Arena. So until next time, we got the big one, Superman Silver Surfer, coming up next week. So make sure to tune in. That'll be the last one before the big finale thing. All right, cool. Well, until next time, my name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
What do I say at the end?
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward.
But... Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Say Metro by T-Mobile. Got the best deal in wireless, and it's all for you, all for me. Just switch quickly, because Metro has two lines for $80 and two Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones for free, plus Amazon Prime included. That's the way wireless should be, only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.